In 2025, federal officers detained three Juneau men for immigration enforcement and removed them from their communities. That's according to the Alaska Department of Corrections, which said the men were held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau under federal charges and then released to federal custody. They're no longer in Alaska's correctional system, and KTOO was not able to confirm where they are now. Though JPD has not worked directly with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Juneau, police staff do have some information about the three men. Last May, one man was charged with driving without a license or insurance. Juneau Police Deputy Chief Craig Campbell said his files say ICE officers detained him. This happened in October without JPD knowledge or involvement.
During a unrelated investigation, JPD learned that one of the individuals had been deported by ICE.
Juneau Police arrested another man for a DUI in November. According to DOC, this man then went into federal custody, though Campbell said there's no record of immigration enforcement in JPD files about him. When police tried to serve a warrant to the third man after his arrest for a DUI in December, Juneau police officers went to his residence and were told by people there that he'd been deported. This is the first time police have confirmed immigration enforcement activity in Alaska's capital city during President Donald Trump's nationwide crackdown. Even though days before KTOO's interview with Campbell, Police Chief Derek Boss told an assembly committee he was not aware of any federal immigration activity in Juneau. A spokesperson for DOC, which held the three men for the federal government, said once the men were in federal hands, the agency didn't track what happened to them next. JPD doesn't know where they are either, and ICE has not responded to requests for more information. Boss said at the Juneau Assembly Committee meeting, federal agents are not required to tell Juneau police if they're operating in town.
In essence, they do not have to tell us if they're doing anything in Juneau or not. We have a great relationship with our federal partners, and so most of the time we do know if they're coming or whatnot.
Nationwide, thousands of ICE officers have entered cities, going door to door to detain and deport people. Some children, some with legal status. Protests have erupted, and last month, federal officers shot and killed two people in Minneapolis. Assemblymember Maureen Hall said at the meeting that she's heard from residents about possible ICE activity in Juneau and that immigrants in the community are afraid.
Just from awareness of what's happening all over the country, they are pretty terrified. So reluctant to report minor fender benders or engage in any way. So if you have any suggestions on how we can help reassure them that Juneau Police Department is not ICE.
Chief Boss said Juneau residents can trust police to protect them.
If you're the victim of a crime, you have a lot of protections, and our job is to enforce those protections. So especially as victims, we encourage people to still come to us and talk to us. We don't have to report that you're a victim to a crime and you're illegal in the country. We don't have to report that to ICE.
Unless that person has a criminal detainer order, which is like a warrant from the federal government, Boss said.
We do have certain requirements where we have to notify, you know, if there's a person that we contact who's on a criminal detainer, we have to notify them. And we do. That's federal law, so we follow that.
There's no indication in police files that JPD alerted ICE about the three men who were detained, said Campbell. The files don't mention immigration status. He said people do have to comply with any orders from federal officers.
Anytime you have law enforcement coming into town, whether they're local, state, or federal, you know, they have a mandate to do, and you have to comply with it. So, especially if they have things like warrants.
Assemblymember Maureen Hall told KTOO in an interview that Juneau residents have a chance to think about how they can support immigrants here if enforcement activity ramps up locally.
It gives the opportunity for those in the community that are involved in this to review our readiness to deal with potential full-scale ICE activity.
In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.